This episode is focused on a Nigerian physiotherapist who trained in Nigeria and is now working in the UK as a physiotherapist. We are going through his experience from the immigration process, the culture, and the working lifestyle, and how that has been in his own life as a physiotherapist currently. What we're trying to get is just to understand the pros, the cons, and everything else in between that people should be aware of, or more importantly, just to give an overall awareness of what the difference is between being a physiotherapist in Nigeria is and what the physiotherapist in UK is. And for that, it's just an interesting overall talk, and I hope you listen through it to the end of it. Well, you can find this as a video on YouTube as well. But to that, I bring you Nerus. All right, let's begin. So, what do you do now for work? What's your profession?
A physiotherapist.
Yeah. How long have you been working as a physiotherapist now?
Been working as a physiotherapist for like 5 years now. But currently, I'm working with LPT for just 1 year now, since I moved from Nigeria.
Okay. So you recently moved from Nigeria. Well, you're a physiotherapist 4 years in Nigeria, yeah?
Yeah. I practiced 4 years in Nigeria.
What made you move from Nigeria to UK?
Okay, for greener pasture, actually. Physiotherapy is not actually recognized in Nigeria. They don't really appreciate us in Nigeria. So I think they appreciate doctors more and nurses, the popular professions, compared to physios. So actually did a lot of work in Nigeria, and before thinking about moving to practice in UK because of greener pasture. Here I am. So working with LPT, and yeah, it's good.
What was the experience like working in Nigeria for 4 years?
Okay, the experience working in Nigeria for 4 years was, it was brutal. It was because when you talk about what we in, we practice both in private section and in government section. So I did my internship with University of Calabar Teaching Hospital for 1 year, and also served there. And within my years of practice, I actually acquired a lot of knowledge. Practicing in Nigeria is a different thing altogether. Though some people actually know about physios, especially when they talk about physios in Nigeria, they always tell you they want massage. And some people will tell you they want you to move their hand. That is what they understand as physio in Nigeria. Yeah. And another thing is also the pay, it's not actually much. So, but working here in UK is a different thing altogether.
Yeah. And the process of Nigerian, can you explain what it's like studying to be a physiotherapist in Nigeria?
Yeah, studying as a physio in Nigeria, I actually studied in University of Nnamdi-Azikiwe, Awka. So it's a 5 years course, physio in Nigeria. It's a 5 years course. Yeah, it's an experience on its own, because you also study with other health professions.
Yeah, would you say it was a hard thing to study in Nigeria as a physiotherapist?
Yeah. Studying physiotherapy in Nigeria, it's actually hard, but it's something anybody can do, So it's a bit difficult because compared to other normal courses, you need to pass all your courses, before you cross over.
Yeah. What's been the experience like comparing UK working to Nigeria working?
The experience life comparing UK work and Nigeria work experience is actually in Nigeria we do more of hands-on treatments, like treating patients, guiding patients, trying to do some massage, trying to do passive movements and other things. But here in UK, you don't actually do all those things. You tell the patients to go home and do some of the exercises you will give the patient, or that you send to the patient, either by the patient address or the email.
Have you found working in the NHS a good, bad, or medium experience?
I found working in NHS as a good experience. Yeah, because when I got my first pay, I was like, wow, this is actually me. You know, it's encouraging, because compared to Nigeria, NHS pay better. You know, then apart from that, also getting experience, and you see people, your colleagues trying to guide you, and you see a lot of competition, yeah, and also your weekly in-service training, yeah, and that will also add up to your CPD. So a lot of things that will motivate you to work, actually, compared to working in Nigeria.
What were the main issues you found working as a physiotherapist in Nigeria?
Basically, the main issues I found working as a physiotherapy in Nigeria is actually the senior physiotherapist. They don't really encourage the junior ones, right? And the availability of work too. Yeah, because when I was actually practicing in Nigeria, I was doing also private practice. So in this at that time anyway, if you want to actually get patients, right? If you want to actually get patients, you will see that most of your senior physiotherapists have actually talked or spoken to those patients earlier before you come, or earlier before you will talk to them. And this is always causing a barrier between you and that senior physiotherapist and the patient. Yeah. Basically, they don't really motivate you. You know, they would want to suppress you in any way. Yeah, trying to tell you that that they are seniors and not even helping you sometimes. Yeah. So it's not really motivating compared to working here in UK.
Were there any good positives you took from working in Nigeria as a physiotherapist?
Some of the positive things I took as working as a physiotherapist in Nigeria was working independently and hands-on treatments. Yeah, some other manipulations that you can do to the patients. Yeah, as much as I say that some other senior physiotherapists don't really motivate or don't really encourage us, some are also willing to motivate us, yeah? So some of my other senior physiotherapists, which I learned a lot from, you know, really encouraged me, yeah? So it was quite encouraging, yeah? Because I learned a lot of things from them compared to other ones anyway, yeah? But generally, senior physiotherapists, they are not actually motivating in Nigeria. I'm sorry to say that, actually.
Yeah, because obviously people take it in different ways, you know, compared to the experience of working there now. So since you've been working in the NHS, have you found any major issues currently?
Currently, working with NHS, I don't think there is actually much issue, because they see you through making sure that you do your training. Yeah. So apart from the fact that generally, which is affecting everybody, the price of things going high, which NHS workers now are actually looking for increasing their pay. Yeah. So apart from that, I don't really think there is any problem working with NHS for now.
And the comparison of Nigerian living, the way you lived in Nigeria, can you explain how that was, living day-to-day lifestyle as a physio in Nigeria, and obviously the overall experience?
The overall experience living day-to-day life in Nigeria, it wasn't that easy for me compared to every other youth in Nigeria. Yeah, because I can remember back then, the president made it known to us that there is no work in Nigeria, that everybody should find their way. So, and we started surviving, started practicing, started doing some private practice, going to patients' house to visit and to treat them. Yeah, so it was a good experience because it will make you to handle risk. It will make you to also know how to handle conflicts between you and some patients, and also know how to address and communication skills. Yeah. So because if you don't have all these things, you may not be able to manage your patients privately. So yeah, it's a good experience actually, and the pay was actually there because that was actually what sustained us when we are in Nigeria, because there was no work. Yeah, so that's it. Life was actually not easy. Yeah, but because we are professionals and because we are physios, you can actually go out there and get patients, treat them. Yeah, I can remember having like 2 to 3 patients then. I was earning up to 120,000 monthly. Yeah, some days I earn lower than that, but we do manage, and that's it. So nothing we can do about it.
What made you pick physiotherapy as a profession you wanted to do?
What actually made me to pick physio as a profession that I want to do was, I wouldn't say, to be honest, I wouldn't say that I would say it was a coincidence. I would say it was that I was lucky enough to choose physiotherapy, because my initial dream course was actually to practice as a medical doctor. Yeah, so tried writing job the first time and it didn't work out. Then tried the second time. I actually gave myself option of practicing as a physiotherapist, and I read about it. Another people told me about it too, so I tried, and yeah, it actually worked out. So I felt like, okay, this is where God wanted me to be. And to be honest, it's I enjoy working as a physiotherapist. Yeah, so that.
If you were to pick another profession generally, What would it be, other than obviously you mentioned medicine and physiotherapy? Are there any other professions you enjoy or look at?
To be honest, if I'm to pick any other profession, I don't know, but I think I would still pick to practice as a physio. Yeah, because I know that every other professionals, they value us and they want to be physios. Yeah. I don't know. I know that working as a physiotherapist in Nigeria was a different experience, because doctors, we always suppress you, always tell you that they are doctors. But here, everybody know their profession and everybody know what their limits. So doctors always refer patients to physios, and physios refer to GPs. And that is how it's supposed to be.
Tell us more about the experience, the MDT, working with other professions in Nigeria. How difficult was it on a day-to-day basis? Was it easy? Was it difficult? Did you find, you already mentioned doctors, some animosity there, but how was that working with other people?
To be honest, working with other health professionals, other MDTs in Nigeria, basically because we treat both inpatients and outpatients. Yeah. So I can remember then in Nigeria, doctors that refer patients telling you what to do, you know, telling you to do this particular thing for the patients. And I wonder how they get to know all these things, you know. So, but as a professional, you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do for that patient, what you know that it is right for that patient, so that the patients will get better, not doing what the doctors tell you to do or told you to do. Yeah, so it's actually not bad for the MDTs, yeah, because when you go, we go to ward rounds with doctors and nurses and other health professionals, OTP and other health professionals, which is actually good, actually encouraging. Yeah. So I wouldn't say that Nigeria, we working in Nigeria, we don't recognize that. Yeah. MDT is actually good, actually working specifically in University of Calabar Teaching Hospital. I know that they're actually doing their best. Yeah. Even though in some departments, they don't really refer patient, but working in Nigeria based on as an MDT, it's not so bad. Yeah, they actually recognize physios and they refer patients to physios.
Yeah. Obviously, you mentioned it, there's a big difference between both in terms of how much. So you mentioned you feel respected working as a physio here a lot more. Can you explain, you know, in what sense do you feel that people value your work as a physiotherapist? Is it your colleagues, patients, or all of the above?
Okay. Talking about valuing physios in UK, right? Okay. Yeah. So people actually value physios in UK compared to Nigeria because they actually know that work though, you know, in UK here we have every specialties in physiotherapy. So we have MSK, we have MSK both inpatient and outpatient, and we have community, and we have a medicine unit. So GP always know when to refer patients, especially patients for MSK, patients with chronic pain. So they would always refer patients to you, even as much as the patient is taking painkiller, the medication, they know when to refer this patient to you, and they already know what you would do, you know. An aspect of giving patients exercises, home exercise program to do. And you just follow up this patient and make sure that they are doing what you ask them to do, and that's it. So, definitely when you do follow up, if the patient is actually recovering, you will know, and then discharge the patient and refer them back to the GP.
The process of coming from Nigeria to UK is one that a lot of people try and make, and it's very hard. And a lot of people are trying to get their visas, a lot of people trying to get their work experience. When you were searching for jobs from Nigeria to here, how hard was the process of getting a job?
Searching for job from Nigeria to UK is actually not easy, but if you focus and if you are determined, you can actually break through. So it's actually not an easy one, but we made it, and a lot of my friends are in UK. You know, here in UK, we have over, the ones I know, we have over 350 physios from all over Nigeria, the young ones actually, the ones I know. So you see that a lot of people are actually moving to UK, and it's actually not an easy one, but it's something anybody can do. Yeah, once you have applied and you have your HCPC license, yeah, I urge you to try as much as you can, apply for job through NHS sites, and try to do many interviews. Yeah, and believe me, you're going to break through, just like every other person. Yeah, and you break through, you're going to give it tier 2 visa, you know, and you apply for your visa and all the whole application and book for your flight. Then that's it. Yeah.
How many applications did you make, and how many job interviews did you do?
I actually applied for more than 1,000 jobs in NHS site, and because I made sure I was applying up to 30 jobs every day. Yeah, so, and I did about 15 to 20 interviews, and some interviews they will tell you that you did your best, that you did well, but somebody actually did better. And in some interview, they will tell you that they prefer to take somebody in UK compared to you. But don't worry, your work will surely come. That's why I tell some of my friends, that work that is meant for you will come, and you will surely break through. And just prepare your mind, pray as everything depends on you, and work hard pray as everything depends on God, work hard as everything depends on you, and believe me, you're going to break through.
The last thing I wanted to just ask is, you know, regards to a lot of people find it difficult with HCPC processing or getting those applications, which is our, you know, physiotherapist governing body. Was that a difficult thing to apply for, you know, the HCPC?
Yeah, for the HCPC license, actually not a difficult thing to apply. Once you know the basis, once you know how to go about it, before you do anything in life, you really need to ask questions and ask the good people that is willing to give you the right information. So to apply for HCPC license is actually just go to the site. Yeah, when I applied for my, you can't even, it's not an online thing. It's something you have to go and post through DHL. But now you can actually apply online. Just go to the ACPC site, apply, pay for the tuition fee. It should be within everything. Just should be within 600,000. But they have to break it for you, pay for tuition fee, and after you will now pay for the license fee. Yeah, but at all that, they need to confirm from your place of work. They need to confirm from your school, and they also need to confirm if you're actually registered with Board of Nigeria before they will be able to give you STPC license.
In summary now, is there anything that, you know, you wish you had known or that you would like other people to know about the about being a physio in Nigeria versus being a physio here and why you made the move?
To be honest, if there's anything I would want people to know about is thinking on how to move here to UK. Yeah, if I have known early, I would have come over here early. And even, to be honest, yeah, studies there in Nigeria is very, very difficult. But here, they make it easy in such a way that you would read and understand. But in Nigeria, you have to read till daybreak before you're able to write your exam and you pass. Yeah, they actually made studies back home very, very difficult for us. So in Nigeria, just imagine physio in Nigeria is a 5-year course, but here it's just a 3-year course. Yeah. So, but to be honest, yeah, the experience in Nigeria that I got is actually what kept me going, yeah, which I wouldn't deny. It's a good one. But I would tell people back home, I would tell people in Nigeria, if you're a physio there, try as much as you can to come over here. It's actually easy to apply for HCPC license. It's very, very easy to apply for and very, very easy to get work now. UK is actually looking for people in Nigeria to come over. Yeah, and you can do it. And I encourage you as much as you can. Get the right information. Just like I've explained, you can just apply, go to the site, go to Chrome, apply for a HCPC license. When you get it, just start applying for work through NHS site. And definitely you will land here.
Thank you very much, Nurse. Much appreciated. One thing I'll just finally add is that the 3-year course, because I did the 3-year course here in UK, that course could have been spread to 5 years. They jammed a lot of work into that 3 years. So, but yeah, I agree with what you're saying anyway. But no, thank you very much for coming on, Nurse.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast episode, but also make sure to subscribe to the Brooks Health Podcast on YouTube as well as the podcast so you don't miss another episode, but also follow us on social media at Rooks Health. Till the next video on the Rooks Health Podcast.